Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, September 8th, 2021. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Nikki, and our special guest, the one and only trucker babe, V Hale. Hey, girl, hey.
Who you just called horrid.
You are kind of horrid.
She did.
You come on, you're like beating up my partner.
Quick question. V Hale, when is the last time you barfed because you had too many cocktails?
Tell the truth for once.
I always tell the truth.
Nice.
And I honestly, I don't know. I don't really puke from booze anymore.
This is what.
Oh, whoa.
You've built up enough of a tolerance that it just, your body's like, yeah, we know what to do with this.
Right, because you guys think I'm an alcoholic.
You guys, that never works. It never works. Everyone knows about that. It never works. Stop doing that. Okay. Don't listen to them.
Is this you reenacting the weekend, Bryn?
Oh, fuck you.
Whoa.
That bandwagon up.
I see.
No, but I just saw the videos, and then I was listening to you guys this morning, and I was
I'm going to send you a picture from.
Oh, yeah, I heard you guys talking about that.
Why would you guys? Why are you sending around unflattering pictures of me? That's messed
just
up.
Because
I thought you were kidding. I thought you're showing off. Well, I mean, it's a little white and pasty, so I don't know what else you got into there at Bottle Rock, but
dry mouth. You know.
But that's a good long tongue. I imagine a lady would go, "Hey."
Yeah, I don't
know. Have a look at that, V, and tell us your thoughts. Oh, she squeaked.
Well, that's called a certain symbol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What kind
and
of symbol
I
is it called?
Use that later.
Well,
what?
We can talk about it on this show. You can say. What
oh,
it is.
Right. We're not censored. Yeah, that's the. Lick of the pussy.
The lick of the pussy, yeah. The wow. Lick of the pussy. The poussoir.
Like she went straight for it.
Yeah, oh, it's so tasty.
It's a delicious item from the deli tray. It's a little roast of beef.
Oh, God.
You like that, huh, V?
Oh. It's like a ham sandwich. Anyway, he's got his... And the thing is, he's not just going like... he is sticking his... fingers like into his cheeks.
It was a fun
he's
night.
Really diving into
and
a hoo-ha there.
His tongue is so long.
Like it's so
very enthusiastic.
I have no idea.
Eat me, sign Bryn.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
Who sent this to you?
It's none of your beeswax.
Oh, well, it is kind of my beeswax. It's of me. I just want to know who took the picture.
Someone
and
named Sarah.
I feel as it.
Oh, okay. Someone named Sarah.
I don't have their last name.
Oh, interesting.
Because it's on the text
Bryn,
thing. Where
that was actually on your live feed.
Oh, what? They screenshotted something on your live feed?
Yeah, that's
oh, different. You did that? Oh, they,
you're
did
booing
that.
Yourself.
You no, are that's booing yourself.
If
you I thought somebody,
I'm not booing myself.
You
I'm
are
not,
booing
you know why I'm not booing
because...
myself? And I'll say exactly why I'm not booing myself. Because you can take a live, you can take a live video of any one of us and then find the most unflattering part. And I probably was saying, yeah, let's get fucked up and go crazy and did that sign. Uh-huh. But you can screenshot a very unflattering picture of any single person.
Yeah,
so,
but the, but most of us, though, just like one eye's more closed than the others. Yours is, your tongue is down to your wrist across the front of your hand.
Yeah, I'm sure I was having fun.
I'm sure you were. No fun. One is disputing
that you were having a blast.
I was having a blast. Yeah, no, I was. I thought it was like somebody I ran into and forgot. I was like, that's unlikely. Anyway. Moving on.
Come back, Nicole.
Right.
God
yeah,
damn
where's
it,
Nicole?
Where'd
We've been
Nikki
burning
go?
Up time waiting on Nicole. We want to hear her story.
All right, so on Friday.
Do you think she got laid? Tell the truth.
I think she might have. You know, Bryn and I were looking at her this morning when we first got on the Zoom, and she just looked like super serene and calm.
Oh, yeah.
Like she
her hair was kind of messy. Don't talk yet, Nikki. So on.
What? Are you talking about me?
I don't want you.
Oh,
you.
When,
okay.
When we first got on this morning, like, you know, at 4:45 when he started up the Zoom meeting or whatever time that happened, like there you were and you just looked
smoking
really peaceful.
Cigarettes, yeah, just, and like, just totally feed up,
hair loose and fluffy around your head.
Really, because I'm cramping really bad right now.
Oh, you are
cramping.
Yeah. He's that big, huh?
No, I'm shedding blood right now.
Oh,
it's that time
hot.
Of the month.
Oh, what?
Oh, shit.
What in the hell?
When did that start? Now tell me. Hold on, before we go any further, when did that start?
I'm getting a feedback.
It's all right. Me too.
Yeah,
I think
right.
I think it's. Vanessa.
It's fine.
We oh, sorry. I'll
yelled.
Cut that out. I'll cut that out.
It's
it was yesterday. No, Sunday.
Oh, it started. Oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
So 3 days ago it started.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But today I just like really feeling the symptoms, and I'm like,
wow. Huh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
She got an IUD. Oh. They take the cramps away.
And Sunday was a day, wasn't it?
Cool. Yes.
Of the date.
Oh, the day of the day. Oh, so she didn't.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Although
right.
You know what, you can do it during that time.
You
I
can
mean,
you
it
can
happens.
Do it. Some dudes are even into that.
Can
we can get into
it.
That more later. Okay, so on Friday we're V's on and it's a crazy show and she's yelling at us and being real mean and everything, you know, like a usual show of V Hale.
Right.
So then at the very end, I can't remember how it came up, but Nicole told us. Oh, it was,
oh
because Bryn knew about this.
No, well, I forgot I knew about it. We were talking about something, and I said,
and I just casually brought it up to him, and I said, I'm not going to say anything until after. And
no, we were talking about something on the secret show that led to that. And
oh,
it reminded
yeah.
me of
yeah.
Of
the, we were probably talking about the online dating and how bad that sucks. I think
yeah, we were talking about online dating, how it sucks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all of a sudden, Nicole says, "I have a date with." What's our Beefcake? Is that our nickname for him?
Mm-hmm.
I have a date with Beefcake this weekend. Like we've been talking, and that's all we knew about it. We didn't know where the date was, what they were going to do on the what. So, now go slow, and take us through the whole thing. Okay, starting with the first time you guys talked. Go.
Okay. Oh, going all the way back
yes.
then.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
How
so
long have you been in contact?
It's about like 3 weeks now.
Oh, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Well,
excellent.
Yeah, still getting to know each other. And
are you clicking? Do you think?
I think so. I mean, it was a great. Okay, I'm trying to go slow for Sarah here.
Yes, thank you.
All right,
walk me through.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So it was a really cold night here in San Francisco.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm looking at me and I can't keep a straight face. Okay. Anyways. We went to a restaurant in...
No.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
3 weeks ago...
Oh, God.
You start talking to him, and he calls you. How does this start? Because the mom...
Okay.
He did not know that the mother had sent the stuff here.
Yes. Okay, so the mom fessed up and said to him, hey, I sent in your info to this show I listened to, and there's a girl who's having the same issues as you are with dating apps. You should...
Reach out to her.
And
you're practically a star. They've talked about you five times on their show so far.
And so he listened to the segments about himself.
Oh.
And then he DM'd me on Instagram. He slid into my DMs.
Oh, hi.
head.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, all he right. did. And he let me know, hey, my mom told me what happened and everything. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, oh, shit.
So now you're just DMing. At some point, yes. does he call you?
No. We're just
Oh, DMing. You've never heard his voice before the date.
Yeah. Which is oh, really oh, weird to me because I it was, when I was driving to the date, I was like, you know so much about me, I feel like, and my voice, and I know nothing.
Right. And he could be like, hi, Nicole, I'm here.
Yeah.
Hey, beefcake on the scene. Look at my muscles.
So he's a dipshit, is what you're saying. Like,
well, we don't know that, Ben.
Well,
we don't know.
I wasn't really surprised by that. I wasn't surprised by that because people our age don't. Call. That is not a thing. Yeah. Nobody talks on the phone.
Okay, so when you first hear his voice after 3 weeks of just chatting via DM, do an imitation of his voice. Like when he said, hello, Nicole. Like,
I really can't.
Yes, you can.
No.
You can do it for me.
No, and it's not because I don't want to. It's just, I don't
you
know.
You can't remember what his voice sounds like?
No, it's like deep, but it's like not super deep. Like, so,
hey,
and
Nicole.
I, that's what I want
hey,
to
Nicole,
do.
Nicole, nice to meet
it's
you.
It's like a really deep voice, but that's hey, girl, not it hey. Either.
Oh, hey, girl.
And,
hey,
no, girl. It's not like that either.
Okay, but wait, hey, was he everything and more as he was in the pictures? Or
yeah.
was he
Yeah,
were
he's
you
really good looking.
Okay,
yeah.
How tall is he?
Taller than me, so that's...
Well, everyone's taller than you.
I didn't ask that.
Like, did he tower over you?
A little bit, yeah.
When he hugged you, were you pressed into his nipple?
Yeah, when you guys hugged, are you, like, at his chin level, or...?
I have to get on my tiptoes.
Oh, to hug, just for...
Would you say he's really tall like me, or really tall like...
Taller than me, Vinny.
Oh, taller than Vinny.
Is he tall like Michael Martin?
Yeah, around there. Yeah,
so he's six,
oh,
six
plus something.
Feet.
Yeah,
okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So it's a cold night in San Francisco.
Yeah,
and you're driving in, and you're nervous. That means your first date in a long time.
Yeah, actually, the fucked up part when I answer this question, he goes, "So what did you expect on this date? Like, what did you think of it?" I'm like, "Honestly, I didn't think about it," and I was like, "Oh, that's really fucked up."
He said, "What did you think
like,
was going to happen?
What were you
or?
Expecting? Like, were you?" Like, what were you looking forward to or whatever? And I was just like, I didn't think about it. And I was like, to be fair, Sarah
oh,
broke this kid's heart. No, but to be fair, I followed up with, which is true. Like, I didn't think too much of it because you get in your own head then and you're not yourself. And
oh, you were the one who said I didn't think much of it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, for the
like,
love.
Like, leading up to it, like, he was wondering what I was thinking.
Like, if you were getting nervous about the date. So what did he think? Did you say, what did you think about it?
He just went, oh, and then I changed the subject because it's like...
You dummy.
Yeah.
You dummy.
So you managed to fuck everything up. All right. Dude. So where do you go for dinner? Where does he take you?
At some restaurant in a Barcadero. It was like a Peruvian place.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And it was...
Oh, was it... what is that place called?
Lamar.
Yeah. I had a great, one of the best dates of my life was there. Like, you've got your ride on the bay.
Oh.
You got a great view. The food's really good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What did you order? What'd you get?
We got the same thing. It was like steak and potatoes and stuff.
Oh, steak.
Oh my God, you guys are so cute. The
That's
same
adorable.
Thing.
Adorable. They both
so
love
cute.
Steak
so
and
cute.
Meat. Oh,
I'll
meat.
Have that
Give me
too.
The meat.
Sounds great, honey.
Yeah. And how did you get your steak? Do you order it? How do you like it cooked?
I think it just came already. Like, I didn't
oh, you didn't
just
get it.
Like he did.
They did not. Yeah, they didn't
came
ask.
It came like it did. That's what happens.
Yeah.
As God created.
Came
I didn't,
the
they
way
didn't
God
ask me,
intended.
So.
When you are eating on a first date with a new man, do you try to show him how much stuff you can fit in your mouth at once?
Oh.
Or are you like, I better
him.
Lay low?
I
poke it into your cheeks and stuff so you're all chipmunking it?
Yeah. You know, I'm a girl that can eat. No.
No, you got to let him know. Are you fitting one ball or two? You got to let him know which you're because you're no
good call. Good call, V-Hale.
No,
do you get the fork halfway down your throat with the piece of meat before you
chew.
Let it
I don't
go,
even chew.
Or...
I just shove it. I fork it down my throat.
Watch me open my throat.
Yeah. No,
Why
I didn't.
Don't fast I can put this beer down.
You know what I was really more paranoid about was... me dropping food on myself and having to fish it out of my boobs because I do that a lot.
He would have liked that. That would have been fine.
I know. He probably would have been fine with that, but I was like really paranoid. Cause...
Should have set that up on purpose.
Oh, so you had a bunch of cleavage showing then.
Yeah, well, that's kind of impossible with me. So
okay, so you sit down at the table, though, before you start eating, and do you order cocktails or?
No, so he's not much of a drinker, so I didn't order a drink, just...
Oh.
I was like,
not much of a drinker, as in he's a drunk
sober?
Or just not into it?
No, he's just not into it.
All right.
Yeah. So I was like, okay.
And is he your age? How old is he?
29.
Oh, 29.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys, that's a good... Are you 27?
Yeah.
So 27 and 29, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Hold on. I don't want Vinny to miss a single thing, and he's busy talking to the kids. Aren't they in school yet?
Where? Okay.
Oh, that's
so
right. One of the kids
miss this
is homesick.
If I say this.
Yeah.
You can't even go out and enjoy a nice, like, happy hour?
No,
like,
I could.
You don't have to be
I
a rager
could,
drinker.
But, no, I
they
could.
They both had to drive, though, too. That, so.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Okay. Well, one or two drinks over a span of a couple hours, you can still drive.
That's true.
You can sit there with a glass
I
of wine and a beer,
like,
and get in your car and drive.
I was just like, you know, maybe I shouldn't, because I was at Bald Rock the past 2 days, and I've been drinking, too. Yeah. So, it's like, you know, I'll lay low today, but... Those cocktails walking past me, I'm very, very tempted. So.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to not drink when you're a grown up.
Yeah.
So you're
so
on the date, but you're saying thank you. So you're saying that you sit down, you order what, a Pepsi? What did you order?
Yeah.
Oh boy. And then
oh boy.
Did you both immediately put your napkins in your lap?
Table manners. Okay, I was like, hey, Nicole. Can't pick the food with your hands like you're five, because that's how I eat.
You just gotta show them who you are, though. It's okay.
Yeah. He'll find out soon enough. Let's keep the mystery.
Eating with the hands on the first date can wait. That's...
Yeah, yeah. That's why I was like, man, my boobs are out. I even put fashion.
What? Yeah. What did you have on for a shirt?
Well, you said I looked really nice, and I was like, oh, thank you. I know I didn't say that part, but I was like, oh, thanks. But I wore this like red V. It was a V-neck.
Course
and yeah. Then long sleeves with a cold shoulder
nice
with some lace on the shoulders
lacy
and but I put fashion tape on my boobs because
what's
it was
mean?
Just too much, like, for the shirt to stick together.
I see.
But then
you didn't
kept...
want to be hanging out.
Yeah, but then it just kept popping open. So I was like,
that's hot.
Is it?
Or so you're like, oh god, I can't control my breasts. They're just popping out at you.
Yeah,
this tape just isn't strong enough to hold these wild beasts in. You should see them when they're free. Maybe you will. Okay, all right, so
we don't know
down.
Maybe they did.
We're getting there. Let's not blow our load early, Ben. All right. So now you're sitting at the table and you both ordered a Coke and your boobs are popping out.
Yeah.
And how does the conversation go? Is it
good? Yeah. Yeah.
Easy. No awkward silences.
No.
Like a lot of laughing.
Yeah. And he just asked a lot about like my jobs. And I was just like, this is my crazy schedule for this week. And this is what my life is like. Come along for the ride if you want it. So that's literally just what it was. Because I'm like, I'm super busy this week with my multiple jobs.
Yeah.
And if I'm not trying to ignore you, but that's just what's happening.
Oh, and what about his schedule? What is his life like?
We work opposite. So he like works nights and I work mornings.
Oh.
So
Sunday night worked for you because... You didn't have to get up at 4 a.m. the next or 3 a.m.
Yeah.
But that's not going to work for you most nights.
Yeah.
He works nights like late night or works overnights?
It's late night and sometimes overnights.
What does he do?
He's some engineer.
Oh, some kind of third shift engineer.
Oh, just, those guys. Just some engineer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a pretty successful tech company. That
Yeah.
Well, it was in the first email the mom sent.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Why do they make them work overnights? What's
I know.
That?
That's really
it's
weird.
It's his job. So.
Yeah. He's, well, they, you know, some places have engineers on call at all times, but I know that's not, you know, that's, you know, you think
certainly not here.
That's
what?
Crazy. How dare you?
Stop it now.
Wait a minute. All 15 of our engineers work the same shift? How does that make sense?
And it's 3 hours long on Saturdays? That is weird.
That's
guys, that's quite
an
a union they've
joke,
got.
Everyone, that's not.
Don't lie.
Worry.
We don't have 15 engineers.
No, they've all been fired.
That
you're
was
right.
The only lie.
They've all been removed. There's only one left. But anyway,
and he works in Sacramento. Don't worry, he'll be here Tuesday from 11 to 1.
He'll be here within 3 to 4 hours.
Days. Anyway. All right. So now there you are. You're at the restaurant and your food comes and you're trying to be, you know, have manners and eat it and everything. But the combo's flowing and yeah. everything's good. You're laughing and yeah. are you getting any signals from him? Like, do you catch him checking out your tits or what's happening?
No, not really. Not really. And I try to avoid that when it's like noticeable when guys look at my boobs, and I just try to avoid that because I'm like, oh, it's just awkward when I catch them in the act of doing it. I'm like, oh, that's awkward.
It's so normal.
Fair,
it's unfair.
With your size
it's...
boobs and them being out, I stare at.
Yeah, it's
tip.
Unfair to think that like, someone's not going to notice. It's absolutely
yeah, so I wasn't, like,
should be expected.
Like looking at him, like, are you yeah. looking at my tits?
There's glancing like... though, and then there's, you know.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric. It's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
You've taken it a little too far. And I actually think when a guy takes it a little too far, it's because he's actually not interested. If he's making an effort to look at your eyes and
true.
He's trying to show yeah, you, so I don't just care about those tits I'm going to have in my mouth later.
No, please, so I didn't notice that, though. But
please, God, let me get those tits later. Could I have those? They're fucking beautiful. They look so round. Okay, so now do we do dessert?
No, we didn't do dessert. So, but we went for a walk. So we went down to Pier 39, and just walked around.
No,
and looked at the seals, and then came back, and then sat in front of the Exploratorium and talked more. So I didn't get home till like midnight.
Oh boy!
That's so the conversation yeah. was flowing, yeah. and nobody was in a rush to get out of there. That's
and
good
you were
news.
So chilly. Did he throw an arm around you on the bench in front of the
No, I had a sweater, but no.
Did you hold hands?
No, we didn't hold hands either.
What?
Well, I was carrying a to-go box, so you know, I was just like
with two hands.
No.
How much food were you bringing home?
Yeah, I mean, what the hell? It's not a
I'll take half the roast pig.
You don't need both hands.
So you're carrying this to-go box all through Pier 39 and everything?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Where
can stop at the car?
It?
I don't know.
Put
the trash
it on a homeless
can.
Guy's lap yeah. and
keep
walking.
You give it to someone who looks hungry.
Because I wanted it for leftovers the next day.
Oh, my God.
I meal prep here.
Hey, so can I just say, I think that if you want the date to go any further, you don't put a box between the two of you.
It wasn't a pizza box. It was just like a box.
Still. Right. All right. Yeah, did you take his food home, too, or did he finish
no,
all his
mine.
Food? Just yours, I see.
Just mine. I feel
are you
going to
finish that? Can I also bring that home?
Got,
put that
got,
in the box,
I got, like,
too.
Four sisters. I got a few when I get home.
They're trying to marry me off. They got four of us at the house. So now you're sitting in front of the Exploratorium, and it's pitch mm-hmm. dark out, and, you know, and you're sitting right next to each other, side by side, at least.
Yeah.
Legs touching? Or
No touching.
Oh, boy. Really?
Yeah.
Leaving room for Jesus, huh? Leaving room for the Jesus.
Yeah. That's
so
exactly
are you
I
getting
said.
A vibe? Like, are you into him? Is it?
Yeah. No, I'm into him for sure. We have plans already for like, I think fair is fair. Like, he planned the first one. So I was like, okay, I'll plan the next one. So
what are we going to do?
Oh,
wine tasting.
Oh, so he's coming up to you.
Even
well, he's
he going
to have
drink.
To.
Yeah.
Brunch. That's not probably the
so
best thing.
So are you,
but, all right.
Who paid the bill?
He did.
Oh, okay. And was there any fight right. about it or he just.
No, I offered like if he wanted to split it or anything like that. So just to be like.
What a gentleman.
Yeah.
Yeah. You. Wanted
I feel
to be
the
cool
rule is
it?
A girl should
offer, like take out the wallet, the card.
Yeah.
But if the guy doesn't intercept, because I've asked a lot of guy friends, they're like, it's nice to see the lady attempt and not just sit there. But that's silly. But if a guy actually is like, yeah, yeah, throw that card in there, dude, they're out. But yeah, you got to do their thing.
Yeah, that is a for sure test. Yes, V. Yes, that's a for sure
they're
test.
They're out if they say, sure, you can split it with me?
Yes, get a life, dude. You're taking me out on a first date and you're going to have me pay for my food? Kick fucking rocks, bro.
Yeah, hell I agree with that. I agree with that.
Hell yeah. And it's different.
I'll offer, but I'm going to be mad if you take me up on
I'm
it.
I'm not your bro, bro, but okay.
Like, if we went to go get drinks.
You can't win.
Like, since you paid for the dinner and let's say, like, we went to go get drinks at a different place or get dessert, I would have had no problem paying.
Oh, yeah. That's
that.
Nice. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Sure.
It's cheaper.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think
I'm just saying that that's so you're offering to pay. You're setting it up as if you would pay. But if he says, okay, well, I don't want to insult you, I'll let you pay, then you're like,
no,
kick rocks.
No, any man knows that's not insulting.
No, that's not insulting.
Yeah.
No.
You never know.
You never do know. Days, some people
who knows
really
with women.
Line.
I would just pay. Like I wouldn't even question it. But I'm saying if a guy, a young man, might think, well, she wants to pay half, so I'll let her pay half.
See, that's what's wrong with the world. Is you guys are like, oh, but they want to be, you know, those silly women with their small brains want to be independent now.
Oh,
so we're
God,
just going to let them pay for half the bill. No, you. Douche canoe. It means we want
to
be
had to get it
like,
in. There it is.
Fucking get a job and let me be, you know, independent on my own. It doesn't mean on the first date I actually want to pay for half the bill. So don't get it twisted. You guys just throw in the excuse of like, oh, feminism.
No maybe one's excusing like... anything. I'm saying you're off. You got. Let me pull my card out. I'll pay for half. And then the guy's like, all right. And then you're like, oh, you're out. Fuck
yeah.
You.
Fuck. Yeah, fuck you. You're
no, you are. Oh, my God.
Well, dude. Now you know. So you're all set. Okay.
Wait, how would you feel if your daughters went up, Vinny, and they're like, oh, I paid for the date or I split the bill. Like, would you be mad at that guy?
Look, I just told you. I pay for dates. I wouldn't want anyone to pay half. I'm not looking for someone to go Dutch. I would pay. Would
no,
I be
but
upset?
You said it can be confusing and it shouldn't be confusing.
Well, if you're offering it, that's why
yeah,
it's confusing.
Yeah, I'm putting myself in some young man's shoes who's like, well, she wants to pay half, I'll let her.
Just because we have manners.
Like, sometimes it might be you're friend-zoning them. Like, I don't like to owe people, you know, whatever, so I'm going to pay for this and be
I
out.
I mean, look, I'll tell you what, V, you know? Your take on it is perfectly valid. I bet you there are plenty of other women who would be like, I said I wanted to pay for half. I meant I want to fucking pay for half.
Well,
I don't want to owe
idiots.
You anything. I want to take care of that.
I don't know women like that.
I don't know any women like that. But you can feel free to write us, you know, Bryn@RadioAlice.com. Send all your questions and thoughts and stories.
Sarah, you
to
don't
that.
Count. You haven't been on a date ever.
That's true.
Sarah's always so opinionated about shit she hasn't been near in her life. Dated. No idea.
Well, once you're in a relationship with someone too, I think that then it becomes let's split this or I've got
Absolutely.
Some money this week or, you know, whatever. This one's on me. You know, I don't think it's fair that the guy always pays.
No.
If we're in like a solid you're my girlfriend, I'm your boyfriend kind of thing. But if, you know, the first date, I think for sure.
Yeah, it's usually the courtesy is as long as if you invited them somewhere, you should be paying for that. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
If you're like, hey, I'll take you out. Okay.
And then good thing you made a reservation because that place was packed with a line out the door as we left.
Oh, nice. And the fact that he did that, like made a reservation, most guys would be like, just meet me here. And then be like,
we'll
the wait's
an
hour and a half. Like he's on top of it.
Yeah, I like
will
him.
Say this was the first time. That I went on a date and a guy made a reservation. So
that's very,
the
you know what?
First
I like
time in your life.
That's
I really
a lot.
Like
I've
this.
Been on a
Usually
lot of
the girl
dates.
Has to do that. Yeah. Well, where do you want to go? Okay, we'll go here. Fine. You make the reservation.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, that's nice. I really like him so far. So now here we are. You're sitting on the bench for 45 minutes. It's fucking
With
freezing
your
two-go cold.
Box.
You got your two-go box sitting on your lap.
My
warming
tits out.
Warming your twat, I guess. And now what happens?
We go to my car.
Walks you to your car.
Walks me to my car.
Very nice.
Oh, God. You better say there's a kiss.
And then I gave him a handshake.
Oh God! I'm
get like, out of here!
She gave my hand job. I was like, "You gave my hand before we even kissed."
Oh,
no. No.
You didn't handshake, you liar.
No,
you kissed
okay,
him.
Tell us everything.
We gave each other a nice hug, enough room for Jesus, and then we went home.
Oh, just a
wait,
hug.
Like you didn't even press your breasts against his.
Oh just yeah, they get in the way. Oh, you kissed. Tell me everything. Tell me. Tell me. All
I
right.
just wanted to torture you guys a little bit longer.
Yeah, I love it. Torture me more. Okay, so there you are. So now, are you leaning back against the car and he's sort of hovered over you and he's got to
no,
get
we were
down?
In my car.
Oh, you were in the car. Oh, you got in the car.
Yeah.
So this was not just a little kiss. This was a little bit of a makeout session.
Sorry. It's just funny telling like Sarah and Vinny this because my parents don't know where I was. Because I don't want them to know.
Well, they sure listen. Nick and Rose, if you're listening to the show,
they don't
get, just go away. This is a terrible.
It's just
show.
Funny, but I'm telling my radio parents.
Can't we be your radio big brother and sister? Do we have to be your fucking parents? Just because we're twice your age? God damn it, Nick. All right. Anyway.
Wait, did you reach down see if he had like a boner? Was there groping? Let's go.
Yeah. How no. far did we go?
No, it was just a kiss.
Just a kiss or yeah. just like a bunch of kisses?
Was it a peck? Was there tongue? Like, you're horrible yeah, at you're, details. You're really... What, do we have to, like, torture you? Let's go.
No, I'm trying to torture you guys.
Yeah, it's working. Right, tell us. How... Okay, so he leans in for the kiss. Is it as he's like, okay, I guess I should go?
It was, like, obvious. And then I'm just like, okay. And then we just, like, leaned in and it just happened. So. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Who leaned, nice, who leaned right? first? Who he leaned did. First? Okay. So yeah. he's leaning in like, I want to.
Did you open your eyes and see if his were open or closed?
Yeah.
No, I was terrified question. Of that. I've done that before, and it's terrifying.
Of course you have.
When you see that. It's like, oh, God.
Too close, too close. You're a cyclops. I can't see
him. I'm right. a closed eyes guy. I don't want any.
It's just so awkward.
So like, closed mouth, too? Closed eyes, closed mouth?
No, they tongue-kissed. What do you think?
I've never heard of closed mouth. Oh, you mean like a peck?
A peck.
Yeah, oh, that's so like that's what you kiss confused. Your grandma.
Yeah, you kiss your grandma with open mouth? That's weird.
You kiss your grandma with tongue?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. It's totally wrong.
No.
It's totally wrong.
Okay, so tell me.
It's totally fine. It's
how
sick
long?
As fuck.
How long?
Oh, look, we're out of time.
No, we're not out of time. We are not out of time. We have time to just say, how long did this go on?
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't wearing a stopwatch, so I'm not sure.
Oh, come
make
on.
An estimate. You work in radio. You know
not
how long
a good
a minute
storyteller,
is.
Coco. Everything's trying. A punchline. Jesus.
Like a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
And then
all right.
you called it like, okay, well.
Yeah.
Or he called it.
I did. And
nice.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you can only make out for so
that's
long.
A good date. That's a really
well,
good date.
That's not entirely true, but.
What, wait. Was he a good kisser?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's not a ringing endorsement.
Yes.
Not
what does
a endorsement.
What does that mean?
Like, if you went, yeah.
Oh, you know, did he sorry. I thought that's how it sounded.
Like, yeah.
No, was it wet down yeah. there?
Well, well, I had to change period, my tampon, so.
Oh, God.
Christ. She just put the cherry on top. All right, listen. I meant to get, I've got a guy for V. Hale, too.
Oh.
And so next time V. Hale's on, I've got someone has sent some photos of their kid, you know, for her.
Oh. So
we have someone else.
Is it a biker guy?
Second. A biker guy? I don't see a biker.
Remember we had a biker guy?
Hold on. No, it's not that guy. This guy is, you know, let's see who sent this.
Wait, is it
friend
the guy
of mine,
you
a friend
reached
of mine.
Out to me about a couple weeks ago, Sarah?
Nope, different guy. That guy was okay. the same guy.
Oh, this is too good to be okay. true.
Yeah. So it's we'll do that next time she comes on. But
can you just tell me how old? How old?
He is. It does not say his age.
Oh, jeez. Like
but the person like who's Christmas writing this time. Is 38, and it's a friend of her husband's.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
So they got to be around.
I thought,
oh,
it was, okay. so I thought you there. Said it was a mom with a kid.
And I thought so. I thought so.
What is your child for? This is getting so weird.
Yeah. Well, we'll work on that for the next time, but it's exciting.
God,
when is
forever.
The next? When's
torture.
The next date with Beefcake?
I don't know. I said next weekend because this weekend I'm busy with family and bridal showers and stuff. So.
Oh, geez.
I'm like, if you're patient. Okay. I'm around, but I'm just really busy. So.
Oh, wow.
What? Okay. What is? I wasn't a bitch about it. I wasn't like that. I was just like, please, don't
please
feel
understand.
Ignored.
I'm
like,
very I'm busy.
Very, very busy.
Yeah.
Did you in any way whisper something along the lines of, I put out, just wait.
Oh, yeah. You know, you got to end it with a little wink.
Give me two more dances. I'll suck your dick.
No, no.
My God. Jesus. Pussy's good, I promise.
I can suck the rust off a tailpipe.
I can't tell if I'm wet. Oh, tampon,
so you're
good
so fun.
All right, everybody. Bryn at RadioAlice.com with your questions and comments. Have a great day. Nice job, Nicole.
Good job.
Well done.
Ending words, Vinny?
Oh, the end. Sorry. I was too busy. I'm smiling. V is
yeah,
so
we're all
funny.
Staring at you, dude. Pulled together.
Oh, sorry. I'm sitting here with a dumb grin on my face because V is so blunt.
That's
the
good,
pussy's good. What?